All righty, welcome to Eastern Sierra News Now. I'm Byron Walter, your host. Hurricane Hillary is going to flood the Eastern Sierra with monsoonal rain. And we also have sports with Seth Connors. This episode is brought to you by Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, growing business, building community. Now, a word from our other sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right. Thank you so much, High Point Solar, Astorga's, and the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this episode. If I sound a little weird, I hit my head on a dumpster today. Yeah. Don't rollerblade when you're 39 years old, or do, and hit your head on dumpsters. Oh, on to the news. Forget about me. Death Valley is going to partially close in advance for the anticipated flooding. The park will be partially closed in anticipation for heavy rains and flooding during Hurricane Hillary. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch from Saturday, August 19th at 11 a.m. until Tuesday, August 22nd at 5 a.m. So make sure if you're going to visit Death Valley in a hurricane, campgrounds Furnace Creek Visitor Center, North Highway, and Badwater Road will be closed starting Saturday. The public is encouraged to reconsider outdoor activities for this weekend. Be prepared to turn around if you're experiencing moving waters on roads. Furnace Creek experienced 1.7 inches of rain in 3 hours. This event caused extensive impacts around the park, including leaving travelers, employees, and residents stranded for 12 hours in Death Valley. And we all know how dangerous that is. We've gone through it. We've had several fatalities this summer in Death Valley. It does get its name for a reason. So let's just be really careful when it comes to a place called Death Valley. We know it's beautiful, but it gets its name for the fact that it can kill people. And in similar news, the flash flood threat upgraded to extreme for Inyo County. The National Weather Service, Las Vegas, has announced that it has high confidence in flash flooding for Inyo County over the next several days and has upgraded Inyo's risk level to extreme. Basically, what's going on is Hurricane Hillary is moving closer to the West Coast, and the rainfall forecast has increased since yesterday, with 50 to 100% of yearly annual rainfall anticipated over the next 5 days. So they are predicting major historic levels of flooding So this is a very serious thing. I just went up Line Street to Manor Market, and there is a cumulus cloud above Tom, like of which I've never seen. Now, I am new to the area, but the entire skyline of Bishop right now, the mountains back there, are shrouded with rainfall already. So I think this is a pretty serious storm, and I'm going to go ahead and move on to the other story, which is Mono County. Mono County residents are urged to prepare for the upcoming storm as Hurricane Hilary approaches. The first ever tropical storm watch has been issued for California as concerns grow with the Hurricane Hilary will unleash prolific amounts of flooding and rainfall to parts of the state. Hilary could dump more than a year's worth of rainfall again in California in only 5 days. Level 4 of 4 risk assessment for excessive rainfall has been issued for parts of California. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management is urging Mono County residents to prepare for the upcoming weather event. This includes preparing for potential power outages, road closures, limited resources. This also goes for Bishop, Lone Pine, Big Pine, and Independence. All of the Eastern Sierra is going to get hit by this storm. Let's go on to the weather and just see when it's going to come. In Mono County right now, it is 74 degrees overall. Tonight, the precipitation is 45%. They say it's going to rain tonight. Tomorrow, it is going to rain. It's going to be 74 degrees. Precipitation is 40% for the overall county, 90% on Sunday for the overall county, and 50% on Monday for the overall county. Now let's go to Indio County, and then I'm going to cover all the cities in our Eastern Sierra as well, because this event is definitely precedented. And it's 93 degrees right now in Indio County as an average. It is not set to rain tonight. Tomorrow there is a chance of 60%. It's going to rain tomorrow. A high of 85 degrees overall average for the Eastern Sierra, Bishop, Big Pine, Independence, Lone Pine. In Sunday, it's going to be 68 degrees with a low of 64. The highs and lows are very much the same. That's interesting. The precipitation on Sunday is 100%. So we are going to get rain. And then precipitation is 60% with a high of 74 and 62 on Monday. All right, let's go to the Bishop weather real quick. In Mammoth Lake specifically, there's an 84% chance of rain tonight. It's 71 degrees as a high, but it's currently 66. As a low, it's going to be 42 degrees. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of rain with a high of 71 and a low of 44. Sunday, 90% chance of rain in Mammoth. 62 degrees and a low of 44. Monday, 60% chance of precipitation with a 62 degree high and a 39 degree low. Pretty low up there in the elevation. And down the Sherwin Plateau to Bishop, it is currently 94 degrees. That is our high for the day. And there is 0% chance of precipitation today. Even though it looks like it's coming in from Mount Tom pretty fast, I'm not sure if that's correct. From my assessment of, you know, being an expert on weather and everything, you know, meteorologist right here, Byron. All right, tomorrow it's 50% chance of rain with a high of 89. So we're going to slip down into the 80s for the highs and a low of 56. Humidity is going to be at 32% in Bishop. Interesting. On Sunday in Bishop is 100% chance of precipitation. We're talking 100% with a high of 71 in Bishop in August and a low of 58. On Monday, we have a chance of thunderstorms. It's 60% chance of precipitation with a high of 77 and a low of 55. So definitely go out and get some non-perishable groceries. I don't want to cause a panic, but, you know, we might lose power for a fair bit of time with lots of rain, high winds, different kinds of pressure systems moving through at a very accelerated rate. We're going to get a lot of wind. Where there's going to be some extreme weather. So, citizens of the Eastern Sierra, please prepare yourself. This is my last cast before Monday. So, Hurricane Hilary is going to start to appear this evening. This evening, y'all. So, go get prepared and make sure you're just prepared. If we do lose power for a while, that you have things to eat and you could stay at home and you have light. All right. That's a word from Byron. Okay. Now on to some sports with Seth Connors. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. Okay, everybody, so we got a lot of games going on today. I just want to recap the schedules really quick before we get into the magic of the Los Angeles Dodgers. In high school football, senior quarterback Tyler Jones and the Mammoth Huskies will head over to open up their season tonight at Fresno Christian. That's at 7 p.m. We've got a regional matchup in Lone Pine tonight. It's the Colville Wolves against the Lone Pine Golden Eagles. Kickoff 7 p.m. And in Fernley, Nevada tonight, it'll be Bowdoin St. Marie, Austin Powell and company taking the long ride to open their 2023 season as the Bishop Broncos battle the home team Vaqueros. Kickoff 7 p.m. I'll have results for all these games here on ESN Sports Daily come Monday. Please tune in for that. The Big Pine Warriors will have to wait till next week to start their season. They'll host Fraser Mountain on the 26th. Another quick note, the Broncos tennis team will host Ridgecrest today in Bishop at the City Park. That one starts at 1 o'clock. Again, I'll have results on Monday. And over in Urington today, the Mammoth Huskies and the Bishop Broncos will both compete in the 18th annual Urington Volleyball Tournament. It's a two-day tournament where today's results will determine tomorrow's matchups. The Broncos will take on Urington, Lowry, and Round Mountain today. The Huskies open up against Rite of Passage, then play Desert Oasis, and finish the day against Dayton. Again, the results of today's games will determine how the teams get paired tomorrow. Tune in Monday for results. And in Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers continued to roll last night as they shut the Brewers out by a score of 1-0. Lance Lynn and Corbin Burns pitched to a 0-0 stalemate after seven innings. It was in the bottom of the eighth when Dodger catcher Austin Barnes broke the tie, hitting a solo bomb off Brewers reliever Joel Piamps to propel the Dodgers to the victory. It was only the fourth hit of the night for the boys in blue, but when you're hot, you're hot. The Dodgers have now won 11 straight games and, pardon the horse racing reference, have started to make the race in the West look like Sham versus Secretariat in the Belmont. When the streak began, the Dodgers were clinging to a three-game lead over the Giants. With the Giants off last night, the lead is now swollen to a seemingly insurmountable 10.5 games. The Dodgers will wrap up their 10-game homestand over the weekend against the Florida Marlins, and for the second night in a row, the Dodgers will take on the opposing team's staff ace. Tonight, it'll be Sandy Alcantara for the Sportfish versus Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Seth. All right. Thank you for tuning into Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app as it contains so much more content that I covered today in the newscast. Thank you to Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring this episode. And I want to thank you, Eastern Sierra citizens, for listening and tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News with Byron Walter, who is me. I'll see you on Monday. Byron, out.